You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Hour number two, we're in the topic number one, dipper number one, Space Command hijinks. And I got to thinking this morning, I thought, you know what? It dawned on me. I was thinking about all the congressional delegation, things that are being said in D.C. and all that. Daggum. This impacts us locally, and I reached out to my friend, State Senator Sam Gavan. Sam serves as the District 7 State Senator, and that covers the Huntsville area right around Madison County and all. And so this is basically his home turf where this all happened with Space Command. So on the line with us right now, State Senator Sam Gavan. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good, except that I'm sitting here looking at, I don't know. I thought they were saying they're trying to take politics out of basing, and yet here we are.
Well, they exposed their hand. This is not only did they not go to the number one clear choice by an independent study, they skipped over number two, number three, and number four to go to a purple state for pure politics.
Yeah.
Because I think all the other states would have been probably Republican leaning, you know, when it comes to the Electoral College, and so they just skipped right over those conveniently.
Well, let me ask you something, Senator. So, I mean, I know that in your, you got the dual life. I've lived that life where you're an attorney, but you're also a state senator. In both capacities, I know that you see things like economic development and the preparation of communities to receive new industry and new business and what it takes to build towards something only to have it taken away like this. Have you seen, I mean, I would imagine that Huntsville, Madison County, Redstone Arsenal, there's been prep on their end to prepare for Space Command only to have it pulled.
Certainly. Huntsville and Madison County and the Chamber have all spent money on this. I don't know, you know, what Redstone per se has done, but I know that our local communities have spent money on developing this and planning for it. You know, I've sort of been a skeptic since the get-go, you know, when it was first announced. I'm like, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And I started getting real optimistic, you know, for a period until Biden started, you know, coming up with excuses. But I just felt like politics were going to take it away from, you know, from us for one reason or another, even if to another red state, you know, maybe losing out to Florida or Texas. I wasn't particularly, you know, I was never counting on it. And I have cautioned over the years since it's come up, because for those that don't know, I'm in commercial real estate. And, you know, so I talk to my clients and I'm like, you know, and I ask them, are you banking on Space Force? Because it may not show. And to date, everyone has told me the construction they're doing has not been based on Space Force. Now, I can't imagine, though, that some of these people that were planning all these tens of thousands of apartments weren't counting on Space Force.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see whether some people draw back some nubs in that arena.
Yeah, and then that's the trickle-down effect that we look at here, because trickle-down economics works in both directions. But I look at it, and I can't help but think, too, that this ain't over. I mean, I don't know what your conversation is. It's fairly new news. We kind of saw the handwriting on the wall in May when there was a rumor in the New York Times that this might happen, or Washington Post, I forget which. But here we are now with an official word issued last night while the commander-in-chief's on vacation. How convenient. But I look at it and think, but we got an election next year, and we got the chairman of House Armed Services, and we got a new freshman congressman in the area who's, you know, serves that area, previously on the county commission. And we got some other senior members of the delegations.
You also got Adderholt.
Absolutely.
Know, high up in appropriations.
Yeah.
So, and while we do have, you know, some relatively youthful, as far as experience goes, United States senators, we've got two pretty big guns in there. No, we don't have Shelby anymore. And maybe they were waiting for Shelby to get out of the way. But in any event, I don't. You know, I'm not ready to throw up the white flag at all, because you know, as you say, we've got an election, and if we can pull that off, and I think it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or DeSantis or Scott, I think that they'll probably go back and do the right thing. So, you know, that's still out there. And, you know, one of the things that bugs me too is that one of the strikes that we had against us when they first did the list was reciprocity on, you know, whether you know if you had a license to do XYZ, now not medical licenses or legal licenses, but a lot of the licensing issues, they wanted reciprocity. And we've come in there under, you know, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth's leadership. You know, a bunch of us have sponsored different legislation, yeah, and co-sponsored to make that easier in Severn Bend. So we, you know, that was one of the few knocks on Alabama, and we cleared that off. So, again, it's not about the it's not about where we ranked on this and where it's supposed to be. It's pure politics.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Which, going back to what you just said too, I agree. I think that, I mean, from my time in the Senate, I know that we were already building towards becoming more and more a military friendly state. That's why we got the F-35 wing down at Maxwell, because of some legislation we passed to help enhance that opportunity. But then the same thing is said, you know, along the way, the Military Stability Commission, you just mentioned that Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth chairs, y'all passed a number of pieces of legislation, some of which seemed small, but what they were doing was creating the environment that says this is absolutely a military-friendly state. But then the notion that the reason why it was being reviewed was because people were mad that they believed Trump had inserted politics in it. The fact is, there is no study the Biden administration can produce that says what the studies said before the decision was made yesterday not to do it. I mean, they basically had to look at all the studies and go, nah. And that's what happened. They literally took all the studies and threw them in a trash bin, and they said, nah.
If they told the truth about anything, it was abortion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe that was it, and that's just something they couldn't handle politically. And because, like I said, I think I hadn't looked at the list, but I want to say 2, 3, and 4, maybe not in the right order, were Florida,
Texas,
and Nebraska.
Yep.
And I suspect they all have objectionable abortion policies, according to the left.
Which is amazing, isn't it? I mean, the very idea that the thing that is against the law, which is the funding of abortion through federal dollars, would then be the basis for a decision on where to place federal basing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I was talking to a Democrat the other day, and he was, you know, basically thinking that this would be something they'd be able to use against Turbeville. I'm like, how are you going to use it against them? I said, Turbeville was fighting. And, you know, I know some Republicans may not be in love with him, and of course, Democrats aren't in love with him. But I said, Alabama loves a fighter, and one thing Turbeville's doing is he's fighting. And
yeah,
I think he's got the respect of a lot of people, because it's clearly against the law. I mean, it's not even close. It's not remotely a close call.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes.
And what was it? The party that was supposed to be all about the rule of law, apparently, once again, one-way street, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, when it suits them, it's fine. When it don't, then they throw it out with yesterday's bathwater.
Well, and I tell you what, one more piece of this, too, that just really irritates the crap out of me is the president has not made an open statement about himself. He had it issued in a paper statement while he was on vacation. And I guess he's hoping that by the time he gets back, because I hear he's going to be on vacation all week. And this is like his 17th vacation since he took office. But I hear he's going to be on vacation all week, so not available for comment. And I can't wait to see what Karine Jean-Pierre is going to say about it.
Oh, whatever their party line is, they couldn't trust the president. Say it, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but Friday night, President Trump is going to be speaking at the Alabama Republican Party dinner in Montgomery. And
I will be there.
And I imagine he will have some words on this very topic. What do you think?
I am pretty confident he's going to, that will be one of the promises if he's elected, is that he's going to put that back in Alabama.
Yeah, I'm looking for a soundbite that we can reuse. All right, brother. Hey, Sam Gavan, State Senator Sam Gavan, District 7, Alabama State Senate from the Huntsville region. We sure appreciate you. Thanks for making time today.
Enjoyed it. See you.
Thank you. All right, we will take the break right now. We'll come right back. I'll give you a little bit more on this and take it down to the bottom of the hour, and then we'll switch gears. We'll find a new dipper, maybe, unless y'all call in and keep it going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to get some text messages here in a minute, but I got to tell you, before I go too much further, I mean, I got a stack of articles on this, and I'm not, I mean, because the commentary and the call from Sam Gavan and all that, I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, I know. But you want to call in, we'll take it, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call or text that same number. By the way, if you text in for the very first time, make sure you text like the word right side to that number and you'll get an automated message back and it'll say, hey, you right side ruffian, tell us your first name, where you're from. And we'll plug you in the system. And we are like approaching 1,000 people in our text system alone, just our text system. We're told by the stations that we're on that we are speaking to over 30,000 people a week. That's epic cool. And I appreciate this audience more than y'all could possibly know. But one article I wanted to get to on this in tail end of the Space Command hijinks dipper is this one from Fox News, because it made national news that our Democrat, our only Democrat, Representative Terry Sewell, Democrat for Congress, is lashing out herself at the Biden administration. He's not getting a pass on this one. He's not. President Biden is facing fierce bipartisan backlash over his decision to cancel the planned move of the U.S. Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Alabama. And by the way, keep in mind, Space Command's in Colorado right now. They were stood up in a temporary ad hoc basis. They're a new command. It's not like they've been out there and they've got so much infrastructure this was going to be painful. They're in temporary quarters. This is like, I'm not going to say they've been like in, you know, mobile units operating out of trucks and tents. It's not. But they are not in their permanent duty station. Brand new facilities were about to be built for them here. And they started trying to spend money on it out there. Shh, don't say anything. Just keep building. Now, Republicans were putting a stop to that in Congress. Anyway, here's the deal. Terry Sewell, our Democrat, says it's shameful. It's the whims of politics over merit. Here's her full quote. She says, this administration's decision to keep Space Command in Colorado bows to the whims of politics over merit. Huntsville's merits won the selection process fair and square. In three separate reports, Sewell said, Huntsville reigned victorious, whereas Colorado did not come in even second or third. This reversal is as shameful as it is disappointing. I expected more from the Biden administration. A decision of this magnitude should never be about red state versus blue state, but rather what is best for our national security. And to be clear, she says, the Alabama congressional delegation stands united in opposition to this decision. I love that comment, and I so appreciate Terry Sewell. This was an opportunity where she could have said nothing. This is an opportunity where she could have said, well, it's not my district. But she didn't. And I'll call those balls and strikes when I see them. All right? And this is absolutely a strike on her part. She threw a strike. And I appreciate that. I will say this, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, but kind of real. She says she expected more from the Biden administration. That is her one mistake in the whole process, in my opinion, is expecting anything good from the Biden administration. But yeah, thank you to our Democrat member of the congressional delegation for calling out President Biden, even though they are of the same party. She didn't have to. She could have stayed quiet, but she didn't. And I think it speaks volumes that she spoke out like she did. Some text messages here. Let's see what we got. Let me go down the list. I'll scroll back a little bit so I get to the ones that were here earliest. My goodness, where do I start? And Crazy Joe from Decatur says, who's commanding the space between Biden's ears? Well, there's that. I don't know. Is anybody? I don't know. David from Huntsville says, Brian from Huntsville should never call in again and use the words President and Biden in the same sentence. Okay, there you have it. Tyler from Huntsville says, if you're okay with it, you should do a whole show of just your stories. Oh, I guess he's talking about my monologue. I appreciate you, Tyler. Thank you very much. Lulu from Eva says, from Facebook, Huntsville Revisited. Welcome to Huntsville, the space capital of the universe. Contributed by Russ Abrams from, okay, and she sent a picture. Oh, I see it. Oh, man, I see it. It's cool. It's an old, wow. It's like a 1960s era photograph of a billboard from the Huntsville Chamber of Commerce saying, welcome to space capital of the universe, Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going to find a way to print that. That is awesome. Who else? Golly, bum. Some of these people have already texted in before, so I'm just going to read some others that haven't texted yet. Hey, we got a brand new texter, Kelly from Athens. Kelly from Athens, we're glad you're in there. Says he says, Mr. Williams, can you give your listeners a go-do? And she's talking about the Sound of Freedom movie. I have. And yeah, we have been talking about that movie several times. She says, we watched Sound of Freedom and absolutely loved it that James Caviezel challenged viewers to do something. That's what we need. Can you use your platform to specifically challenge listeners to contact, email, state organization, federal organizations, and share our voices about how we feel about Space Command? Kelly, you are spot on, and I appreciate you. Thank you very much for being in the text lines, listening to the show. Yeah, I would, man. I'm going to tell you. I encourage all of y'all. You can. By the way, almost every single member of Congress, who are all on our side, we have even the White House. I can't tell you how many times the lovely Charlene has sent an email to the White House. We're probably on a target list right now. But nonetheless, you can do that. You can absolutely do that. You can call and register your opinions, and you should. You absolutely should. And then use their social media, because all of them have social media. POTUS has a social media account. Space Command has a social media account. In fact, tell them, this ain't over. We look forward to seeing y'all at some barbecue down here in Huntsville sometime in the very near future. Butch from Athens, Phil, there ain't no such thing as trickle-down economics. And then he always says, and he says too, in politics, follow the money. In this case, Biden et al., that's others and others, hates Trump and reverses all. In the military, follow the power spheres. My experience has it covered. And then he names the organizations he's worked for in the military. Appreciate your service, Butch. Thank you very much. Melissa from Huntsville. I believe Biden vacations so often as a way to have off-the-record meetings for his marching orders without the official visitor logs of the White House. I would agree, because they won't keep a visitor log at his Rehoboth Beach house. And then last thing I got here, John from Huntsville. Phil, we could just have two Space Command locations. Well, there is that. We're going to have the FBI 1 and FBI 2. And then Brian from Huntsville. Ship illegal aliens to the newly built Colorado Springs facility after our soldiers get to Huntsville. Oh, I said President Joe. He's referring to. All right. Listen, we're gonna put a lid on that one. But do know this. Congressman Dale Strong is committed to be on the show tomorrow. We'll have his commentary then. And I suspect the story's not over. You guys stay tuned on it. In the meantime, we'll come right back. Dipper number 2, show me the money. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.